Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Vance Bell, the CEO of Shaw Industries. Vance, how you doing?
Great, Kemp. It's nice to be with you.
It's good to be with you. Last week, the news came out that Shaw Industries had finalized the acquisition of U.S. Floors, and I want to talk to you about that. What was it that attracted Shaw to want to acquire U.S. Floors?
Well, I think it started out with the position that the company had in the marketplace was very good. They had a very good brand in Cortec. They had been growing very rapidly over the last two or three years. They had great relationships with customers, and we like their team. We respect them. We think they're really good people. We think that they will fit well within our organization. And there were just a lot of good things about it that were positives to us.
You know, it's no secret that they're the market share leader, and some people would say the pioneer in this category, wouldn't you say?
Well, certainly for the WPC segment, wood polymer composites, they were certainly a leader in that. We've also been in that market ourselves with our Florte products. So together, we certainly had a fairly large position in that category. So what attracted us, we think that market's going to continue to grow. The category's going to continue to grow. Obviously, it's a rapidly changing category, and there's a lot of different composites coming into the market. But U.S. Floors will respond to those, and Shaw will respond to those. And I think we'll maintain our position and grow it pretty exponentially going forward.
You mentioned that Florte brand. Will you continue to sell both the Cortec brand and the Florte brand?
Yes, we'll absolutely continue selling our Florte brand. It is well positioned in the market. It has its own unique visuals and attributes, and obviously Cortec is a different kind of product, and so they can both coexist in the marketplace very nicely.
I've got to admit, I was a little surprised when initially I heard that Pete was selling his company, but in the end, it's going to enable him to grow his business at probably a faster rate, wouldn't you say?
Well, I think so. I mean, Pete's ambition and his vision, I think, is to really help drive this almost new flooring category in the industry. He had a company that was growing very rapidly and still has a lot of growth left. I think where Shaw can help achieve that dream is for us to be the enabler in terms of customer service, systems, logistics, transportation, distribution capacity. Frankly, U.S. Floors was growing so rapidly that they were probably straining some of their facilities. Certainly there's a lot of synergy and there's a lot of positives that Shaw can step in and help them continue to grow and really enable them to grow even more rapidly going forward.
Much of my audience knows that you've just invested heavily in converting what was formerly your rug factory into an LVT factory. So you're in the process of ramping up to produce LVT in this country. Much of what U.S. Floors has been selling in this country has been sourced in Asia, and I know it was Pete's goal to move that to the United States. Will you also have those same plans?
Yes. In fact, we are already jointly working on a manufacturing plan. In fact, the equipment that U.S. Floors has ordered to be producing their product will be installed in our Ringgold facilities in the first quarter.
You mentioned Ringgold. I know that's where the LVT plant is. So will you be building new buildings or just moving into existing space?
Well, we'll be putting the U.S. Floors equipment into the existing building that we have, which still has a large amount of footprint that we can continue to build out. And that overall Ringgold site also has an additional footprint and will ultimately become our major LVT manufacturing hub, where we will be putting in a lot of investment and a lot of expansion around LVT, WPC, RCB, whatever it is kind of product into that manufacturing site over the next couple of years.
Okay. Most people know, too, that Pete has other businesses other than the WPC business. He has the cork business and the bamboo business. So you'll be integrating that into Shaw as well, right?
Well, yes. I mean, obviously, U.S. Floors will continue to sell their product line. As you have probably heard, we're going to leave the U.S. Floors sales force, sales management, and R&D separate. They're going to continue to do what they've been doing, and they're continuing to expand, and they're continuing to grow. So bamboo, hardwood is part of that. We'll see where that ends up going forward, but certainly we're not going to change any of that at this time.
Long-term, do you think that you will integrate his designs so that they work in conjunction with some of the other flooring styles that you have?
Kemp, I don't know about that. We're going to leave, again, R&D and their innovation efforts separate. We think there's a lot of combined knowledge between the two teams, but we're going to let the two teams, for the most part, really look at the market, investigate the market, and really determine what are the best directions to go in terms of product.
All right, that sounds great. All right, let me ask you one more question before we run out of time. I'm just curious, since I'm here with you and we're in December, as we look at 2017, what is your outlook for growth in the flooring business?
We are fairly bullish, Kemp, about 2017. I think some of that's just the marketplace. I think the builder market, multifamily markets, replacement markets are going to continue fairly strong. I think the stock market and businesses obviously are saying they're a little more optimistic going into 2017. Consumers will be more optimistic, and so we actually look forward to a pretty good 2017. We're seeing some of that at the tail end of 2016.
So business has been picking up in the last couple of months.
I think the last couple of months are going to be a little bit stronger, certainly, than last year. And whether that's due to the election being over or anticipation for the new year or just continued growth rates in some of the end-use markets that we're all selling into, we feel pretty good about 2017.
You know, President-elect Trump's, one of his chief agendas is this, some would call it protectionism, which is, you know, making sure products made in the United States are sold in the United States. And Shaw is actually well-positioned for that type of strategy, aren't they?
Well, I mean, we do have imported product, obviously. We still import a lot of product in the resilient LVT area, and we'll continue to do so even with our manufacturing footprint growing, just like a lot of people will continue to do so. So large import duties would not be good for that, for the industry, but how that actually plays out and what that really looks like and what actually happens there, I think there's a lot to be determined there before it's over with.
That is true. Well, Vance, great to talk to you. Congratulations on finalizing this acquisition of U.S. Floors. Again, been talking to Vance Bell, the CEO of Shaw Industries, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.